Entertainment News with Peter Ford.
Thanks to Helium Marketing, helping to grow businesses with website design and digital marketing services. Call 1-800-HELIUM.
Morning, 40.
G'day, Gareth.
So the death of Gillian Helfgott, it sounds like she was a quite remarkable woman.
Yeah, very astute. She was extraordinary in the life of David and his career, both in a sense of being a partner, but also being a carer. And she quite openly talked about that. And she was a big advocate for recognition of carers. Now, as she would happily point out, she chose to be a carer. She knew what she was getting involved in. Most of the time, people don't have a choice. It just happens by fate. And it can be very, very difficult. But yeah, Gillian has died at the age of 90. She's 15 years older than David. And being as clever and as caring as she was, I've got no doubt that she's left all sorts of plans in place for David's security and protection. As I'm sure most people know, he's a musical genius, but he does need assistance and guidance with day-to-day living. So David actually did his last ever concert, supposedly, we've heard all this before, at Carnegie Hall about 2 months ago. So it's like that whole chapter is closed. You know, David stopped performing and now Gillian's gone as well, all of which played out so beautifully in the movie Shine.
Now, Joe Jonas becomes the face of an injectables company.
Yeah, so this is when we... Oh, yes, the Jonas Brothers. And so when we talk about injectables, you know, most of us would use Botox as a reference point, but there's other, you know, similar versions of that. And he's 33 years old. And he's talked about the fact how it's given him confidence, etc. And, you know, he's a pretty good-looking bloke. It just worries me that somebody so young, with a young audience, is out there promoting, go and get injections into your face to look better and give yourself more confidence. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. I'm certainly not saying young people shouldn't do it. There may be valid reasons to do it. And indeed, there may be cases where it does give you more confidence. If you're like an old wreck like me who goes and has it, I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. But it just worries me that this message is being sent out to young people.
Well, it's all the rage, 40. I mean, we spoke with Charles Feldman in the US report earlier this morning about women in their 20s getting the injectables, but it's teenagers, it's people in their 20s. It's the look, it's the thing. I mean, I'm with you. I'm uncomfortable with it. I don't like it particularly. But someone's making lots and lots of money out of it.
Well, there's no question about that. But it's different. Why would Joe Jonas want to do it? I mean, obviously, he's getting paid and presumably getting paid a lot of money. But,
stop right
you know,
there.
He's
that's
successful.
It, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess that's the answer to my own question. But, you know, you can say no. You can say no. And it just troubles me. And a lot of his younger crowd who are hearing his message, you know, they probably can't even afford to go and get it anyway. So I just don't like it.
Good on you, 40. We will chat again tomorrow.
Have a good one.